Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady cause I'm happy. I'm not gonna wake up, no, no, not yet, whoa.
Hey, yeah, you. Hi, and welcome to Roller Coastin' with your host, me, Megano. Yeah. Hi, and welcome to Roller Coastin'. Guess what is in?
Today's Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
3 days. Guess what's in 3 days? 3 wee days. It's Roller Coastin' Live. What? That is a terrifying thought. You know, the thing is, it's like definitely not hit me that it is Friday. Like, unless I really deep it, like right now, I'm not freaking out because I'm just not realizing it is literally in 3 days. What's that, 72 hours? Fuck. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I just actually smacked my mic off and hit my face. Okay, so that's definitely a scary thought. It's a good thing though, it's not really hit me because it means like day to day I'm actually okay. I'm not stressed or nervous because trust me, when I'm stressed or nervous, you don't want to be near me. You must keep a safe distance. Proceed with caution when I am scared or nervous. I'm really bad to be around. I can honestly hold my hands up to it and say I have a terrible aura, a terrible vibe around me. You just don't want to know me when I'm stressed or nervous. So, yeah. The minute I realise it is literally in 72 hours, I'm it's not going to be good. But, whoa, I will literally see you there. By the time this is out, that is tomorrow. So if you're coming, I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. However, enough about Roller Coastin' Live. I know that not all of my roller coaster riders can be there, which is absolutely fine. Also, I know that tickets did sell out quite fast. Yep, I know. That is really crazy. I'm having a hard time believing it myself. But I just want to say a big thanks to anyone who tried to buy a ticket. Sorry if you wanted to come and are not able to come. Look, who knows? Maybe there'll be another one day. We'll see how this one goes. But not everyone can make it. And that doesn't mean that you're not just as much as a roller coaster rider as the people who do attend. So I am here nonetheless to provide you with your weekly dose of roller coasting. However, today's topic is a little bit controversial, right? I bet some people read the title and think, nope, not listening, not interested, not real. I'll skip this episode. But please give it a chance, because I actually have some interesting stories. And say what you want, believe what you want, but this is an interesting topic to discuss nonetheless. This week, we're talking about ghosts and psychics. So without further ado, let's get into it. By the way, this is all my own experience. I'm not a ghost expert. I am not claiming that ghosts are real, although I do kind of think they're real. Take this with a pinch of salt, but this is all my own experience, and that's what I'll be talking about. Okay, let's go.
Don't wake up, wake up. Keep it steady, cause I'm happy. I'm not gonna wake up.
Stories about psychics than I do ghosts, right? So I'll save the psychics for after. We'll start with the ghosts. The reason I actually came up with this topic for this week is because let me take it back to the beginning and then I'll tell you why it came up. So there's reason for me to believe that my flat that I am sitting in right now, I'm recording in right now, could be haunted. That's right, it could be haunted. There is reason to believe. I can't say too much for safety or whatever. Although I do have a Ring doorbell now, so if anyone tries to do any sneaky shit, I can see you. I have eyes on you at all times, both indoors and outdoors. Thanks, Ring. But there is reason to believe that my flat is haunted, because there's quite a bit of history to my flat, to put it that way. Like when I got my flat and people like found out about the history, they were like, oh my God, I don't know how you're moving in there. Like, fuck that. Wouldn't be me. No, no, no. But I personally do believe in ghosts, right? I just think, like, how can there not be ghosts? I just do personally believe in them. But, you know, some people don't, and that's fine. I don't try and persuade people to believe in ghosts. If you don't, cool, but I just do. And I won't be persuaded not to. So I do believe in them, but I still bought the flat because I was like, I'm not scared of ghosts. I would be much more terrified if there was a human in my flat that I didn't know than if there was a ghost in my flat. Like, humans carry knives and weapons and can do horrific things to other humans. Who's ever been attacked by a ghost? No one. That's what I thought. I mean, I know in the horror movies, they like possess people and shit, and that is not nice. Ghosties, I do not condone possessing people, but I've yet to meet somebody who's ever been possessed by a ghost. But I have met people who have been hurt by other humans. So therefore, I'm more scared of humans than I am ghosts. So moving into this flat that has a little bit of history and could therefore lead to there being ghosts or the flat being haunted did not put me off. In fact, entice me in. No, it didn't. I'm not like a ghost hunter. Like, I wouldn't go out my way to like find ghosts. Although that would be quite interesting. So anyway, move in. I can't say anything like terrifying has happened since living here. Like, nothing has like spooked me out. Like, I've not thought, oh my God, or like I've not got to know like the flat ghost or anything like that. But there is just some unexplained activity in the flat. For example, the two bedrooms are at the back of my flat, and both of the lights in there always flicker. Like, if they're on, they always flicker. If the two lights on the ceiling are on, they flicker. I never put the big lights on because I just don't. I don't really know why. It's normally just the lamp I put on or like my wardrobe lights. But if the big lights are on, bet your bottom dollar they're flickering. And only the ones in the back, not the ones in the front. Now, maybe that's an electrical circuit fault, but I think it's a ghost, personally. I'm not drunk enough water today. So the other night, Erin was staying over and we were trying to watch Love Island, but we kept gabbing. So I was like pausing the TV because I didn't want to miss any of Love Island, because this season is, oh, I think this might be one of the best seasons ever. Really, really good season. So anyway, didn't want to miss any Love Island. So I was pressing pause on the remote. But then it kept playing again. And I was like, this is weird. Maybe I'm touching it without noticing. Kept pausing it, kept playing. And Erin was like, you must be pressing play. I'm like, I swear my life, I am not pressing play. So I made the point of pausing it, putting the TV remote down on the table. And lo and behold, about 30 seconds later, it starts playing again. Again, you could put this down to, I don't know, a remote control fault. I don't know. Given the history of the flat and the flickering lights and the TV remote, it sounds more paranormal than a fault to me. But fine, if you don't believe me, that's fine. Now, the thing that happened the other day that made me think more of this topic was I was getting ready for an event. This was on Thursday night and it was quite dark outside, so the lighting in my bedroom was so pish. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go and get ready in the bathroom, because that's a really good light in the bathroom next to the mirror. I've never done that before, got ready in my bathroom, because I'm quite lazy. I'd rather have a seat if I'm doing my makeup and I have to stand. So anyway, stood and done my makeup. And but behind me in the hall, there's a radiator that has a radiator cover over it. And on the radiator cover, I've got things like photo frames. I had two like little disco balls that have candlesticks in them. I have a vase, some ornaments and shit on it. Clutter, one could say. You call it clutter, I call it fun. And to paint a picture here, I've not had my windows open in honestly about 8 months. Like ever since the temperature started dropping outside, I locked my windows because they let in a really bad draft. So I locked the windows, put draft excluders up. Like there is no draft in my flat. Not possible to have a draft unless like one of the doors like slammed shut or something, but my doors were all shut already. So no draft. And as I'm doing my makeup, the two disco balls just fall off of the radiator cover. And my radiator cover's thick, right? Like, it's not like it's a little narrow thing and the disco balls are just like balancing on it. Mm-mm-mm. They both fall off, candlesticks fall off and smash to smithereens. Sorry, call me crazy. But that is paranormal activity. I think that's probably the only funky things that have happened in the flat. You know, I mean, nothing, as I said, nothing too terrifying, nothing too out the ordinary. But I personally do think that there could be some spirits here. And, excuse me, I'm not mad about it. I'm not, because they haven't bothered me up until now. I've lived here for like 7 or 8 months. I've had no hassle with the ghosties. So moving on from the ghosts, I'll keep you updated if any more paranormal activity happens. On to the more factual shit. I mean, it's not really factual, but like I can actually back these points up instead of them just being electrical faults. Or honestly, there's no explanation for the candles falling because there's literally no draft in here. Like none. But anyway, moving on to the more interesting stuff, which is psychics. So another reason I thought to make this the topic this week is because I actually am planning on booking to go see a psychic again. I tend to book psychics when I want like an answer to something. Like if I'm like stressed out about something like that would affect my future, I tend to book a psychic appointment. I'm not saying to do that, because if you go into a psychic appointment like with something in your head wanting answered, the chances are they're probably not going to answer that. Like, you just need to go into open-minded and just see what comes out. You can't go in expecting, like, them to answer all your life problems. However, I am going to continue to do that. But there is something on my mind that I would love a psychic to just give me an answer. Just tell me how it's going to be in, like, 10 years, honey. That would really help. Anyway, I first went to a psychic when I worked in Be Inspired at the time. So I must have been like 20, maybe 21 the first time I went. And the girls in the office like always spoke about this psychic, right? There was a psychic centre round the corner from our office. If, I can't remember what it was called. I think it was just called the Psychic Centre, to be honest. It's like Kinnan Park direction, if you're interested. And they said, why don't we go? Why don't we go one day after work? So we went, and it was exactly what I had pictured the Psychic Centre to be, like playing like funky music, like ooh, like mysterious, like sort of kind of creepy, yeah, just sort of interesting music. Nothing you'd hear on the radio, put it that way. And the walls were like purple and blue, and It just had a bit of a bizarre feel to it. Like what you probably picture in your head a psychic centre to look like, that's what it looked like. I can't really remember it. God, I've literally not been in years and years and years. But anyway, we went to the psychic, and at first it was like a group reading, right? So everyone who was there at this time, because I think it was like a certain day of the week that it was open or whatever. But anyway, there's a group of people there. Say there's like 20 of us there. And you can either just be included in the group reading, which means the psychic will go to whoever's energy they're drawn to. Like, it might not necessarily be you. It could be anyone in the room. So the downsides of being in a group reading is you might not get an individual reading. And also, if you do, other people might hear it. So the group reading part, actually two of the girls I was with, the psychic was drawn to them and gave a really, 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 really accurate reading. Now, when they were telling, when I was listening to the reading, obviously didn't like resonate with me. I didn't know what she was talking about, but the two girls explained after it what she was talking about. And this was crazy. I'm not going to say it on here because it's not my story to tell, but oh my God. This was mental, and I just couldn't believe I witnessed it. Like, literally, the hairs on my neck were standing up after the girls explained to me, like, how accurate this reading was. It was mental. And the group reading went on for, like, an hour or something, I'm sure. And as the psychic was speaking to, like, different people in the room, not just the two girls I was with, like, some people were, like, in tears. They were like, oh, my God, like, this is so relieving. Like, this is all so true. So, like, I was witnessing it firsthand. Like, people were totally resonating with this and like finding really nice comfort in it, which was really special to see. The first time I went to the psychic, I think, I can't remember them telling me too much. I think they had said, like, my boyfriend at the time had just got a new car, and they could tell me the colour of my boyfriend's new car, which obviously it isn't like revolutionary information, but I was like, that is kind of crazy they know that. Because the psychic doesn't know your full name. Like, they don't go and check out your social media or anything like this. Like, there's just no possible way they would know my boyfriend's car colour. I mean, it was red, and I suppose red is quite a normal car colour to have. Or is it? No, I'd say black and white is probably a more normal colour of car to have. But anyway, I can't really remember much from that first one, apart from she got the colour of my boyfriend's car, right? So I was a bit like, oh, well, that wasn't like anything particularly special. But that is the thing. And every psychic's different. They have different abilities the same way any other job. Some people are really good at their job, some people aren't that good at their job. I suppose it's just the same in the psychic world. I then went back a second time with my work friends, and this was one where the psychic said I had been joined by a spirit, and I was like, okay. And the only person I really know that has passed away that I like knew and was close to was my Granny Rose. So I was kind of expecting it to maybe be my Granny Rose, but it wasn't my Granny Rose. And I actually think it was my dad's dad, because she was able to tell me things like, she said that the spirit was joined by a big black dog, and my dad had a black Labrador when he was younger. Oh no, wait, was it a Labrador? I think that was his first dog, but my dad was a baby. The second one, I can't remember the breed of it, but it was a big black dog. It kind of looked like a Labrador from pictures I've seen. But they said, like, the spirit is a male. He's like a father figure. He has been joined by a big black dog. So father figure, obviously granddad, that is a father figure. And big black dog, that would make sense. And she was able to describe like...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In certain ways, like how my granddad passed away, like she was saying, like in his throat, she was like, there's a lot of like black in his throat, there was pain in his throat and chest, blah blah blah, all ways that like linked to how my granddad passed away. Like I know that my granddad had, I'm sure it was throat cancer, and he also had a heart attack, so that, I mean, it's absolutely bang on. So I was like, whoa, that is crazy. I actually never met my granddad. He passed away before I was born. So, you know, I wasn't expecting like him to come through as a spirit, but I mean, it kind of looks like he did. And she said that he's always watched over you and your brother, like so sad he didn't get to meet you. Like, I know some people would listen to that and be like, that's just complete bullshit. And maybe she just took an absolute guess at like how he passed away or whatever, but I'm just like, no. And see, when you're actually there listening to it yourself, you're like, this has to be real. Now, a really weird one that sticks out. So this was actually my mum. I've kind of got everyone onto psychics. I've got my mum onto psychics, and then my mum managed to convince my dad to go to one. But my mum went to a psychic years ago. Honestly, this must have been about 3 or 4 years ago. And I still worked in an office at the time. I worked in Be Inspired at the time. And I can't remember if this was a psychic that I went to, that I sent my mum to, or if she had found someone else. Because my mum's been to quite a few different psychics now. Anyway, my mum went to a psychic, and the psychic said to her that her daughter, me, that's me, she was like, your daughter is going to have a bit of a change in career. And she's going to travel the world with it. It's going to take her all over the world. And pictures will be involved. And I remember my mum coming home and telling me about this. And at the time, I was like seeking a new career. Like I was wanting to change jobs. So I was like intrigued, and I was happy to hear that a new job was on the cards. But I'm a homebody, and I have never had aspirations of like moving away for work. Like that's just not something I would ever do. It's not something that interests me. It's not something I've ever considered. So I was a bit like, oh no, like I don't want it to take me over the world. Like no, that's definitely not what I had in mind. And obviously at this point, I never thought that like influencing would ever be my full-time job. So that just wasn't something I was thinking about. I can't remember how many years ago, maybe it was more than 3 or 4 years ago, who knows. But all I know is at the time, I had no idea what she was talking about. I thought, what job is going to take me? Where is it taking me? I don't really want to move country. What is this all about? She also said to my mum, your daughter is in a long-term relationship. My mum was like, yep, she's been with her boyfriend a while. And the psychic said, well, she's going to break up with him. My mum told me this, and I was like, oh, I was like, she's funny. I was like, right, we are not breaking up. We've been together X amount of years. She's got it all wrong. I'm not moving country. I am not breaking up with my boyfriend. She's bogus. Well, here we are today. I did break up with the boyfriend she was referring to, and I would argue my job has taken me around the world. I have travelled. I have been multiple different places with work. I've been to Spain. I've been to the Caribbean. I mean, come on, the Caribbean. I have been to Paris, France. I have been to Greece. It is fair to say my job has definitely took me across the world. So, I mean, guys, the proof is in the pudding. Like, I'm sorry, that is really crazy. That is really, really crazy. I know that, yeah, there is saying she's going to break up with her boyfriend. Okay, that is, yeah, you're either going to stay with your boyfriend or you're going to break up with your boyfriend. It's a 50-50 gamble. Sure, I can understand that one is like, you don't really need a sidekick to work that out. It's literally one or the other. But a changing career, something that takes me across the world and involves lots of pictures. There's no arguing with that. There is no arguing with that one. Oh my God, another weird one. This is in the same reading of my mum's. I just remembered this right now. She also mentioned my little brother. And at the time, I think this is when Paul worked in a call centre, or maybe he'd went to college. I can't remember what exactly Paul was doing at the time. He might have been in college, to be honest. But the sidekick said to my mum, your son is going to do something really similar to your husband. And when Paul went to college, I'm sure he'd done like sports, something to do with sports. So mum's like, my mum's husband, is a plumber. And where is the correlation with plumbing and sports? So mum's like, all right, okay. Like kind of thinking like, no, he's not. And she was like, he will be doing something really similar to your husband. And it's like a hands-on job. So I was like, right, well, we're not really understanding that. Fast forward to now, my wee brother is an apprentice heating engineer. I think that's what you call him. A heating engineer, heating something. Deals with boilers and like showers and stuff like that. And my dad's a plumber. Very similar lines of work. Crazy. Now another, sorry, I really should have brought mum on for this because I just keep telling her stories. But another one, this is both involving psychics and ghosties. So my Granny Rose, who I told you about, is the only person like that I've been close to that's passed away. That's my mum's mum. So when my mum was booking a psychic, I don't know if this is the same one that said about the jobs and stuff, but my mum was booking a psychic, on the messages or something, the psychic said, I'm getting a really strong message through. I don't know if this like means anything to you, but she said, I've just to say the wee dog, right? So obviously that's quite vague, the wee dog. Like, we do have a dog, yeah, but like, what does that even mean? Anyway, my mum goes to the psychic and she says that my Granny Rose comes through. So that's my mum's mum. Obviously my mum and her mum were very close, and that was obviously really like comforting for my mum to think that like my Granny Rose had came through. And just before my Granny Rose passed away, we got Harry, my family dog. And my gran, like, was really old when she passed away. She was in her 80s, like, I suppose not 100% there. Like, she was forgetting people's names and stuff. So she never seemed to remember Harry's name. Like, on the couple of occasions that my Granny Rose met Harry, he was just a wee puppy. So she would call him the wee dog. And my gran was Irish, so she was like, the wee dog. Like, she never, ever called him Harry. And when my mum went to this psychic, she said, she was like, your mum is talking about the wee dog. So this was, like, really, really crazy. Like, I know we do have a dog and he is wee, he is small, so, like, fair enough. But that is literally what my gran called Harry, the wee dog. Like, never called him Harry by his name. And this gets weirder. This one is fucking weird, right? So in my mum and dad's house, they have a mantelpiece, fireplace, and on the floor of the mantelpiece, there is a framed picture of my Granny Rose. No, sorry, this is so weird. There's no other explanation for this. There's a framed picture of my Granny Rose, and Harry always goes up and like nudges it like with his nose. He like tries to knock the picture down or like nudge it, whatever he's trying to do with it, he just always gives it a wee nudge. And we'd always like, Harry, leave Granny alone. The psychic, how would she fucking possibly know this? The psychic said to my mum, your dog sees your mum as a ghost.
I feel bad calling my granny Rose a ghost.
A spirit, whatever. Your dog can see your mum. And he always... She says something about the photo frame, like he can see her and she knows she's there. Something like that. Something to do with the photo frame. Sorry, this wasn't my psychic reading. I probably should have got my facts right first. But yeah, she said your dog can see your gran, your mum, and he always goes up and nudges this picture of my gran. And there's other things, by the way, there's other things on the mantelpiece that he could be nudging. There's other things in the house that he could go up, and he doesn't do it to anything else in the whole house apart from this photo of my gran. Explain that. I won't tell this story because I don't like to tell like stories that aren't mine and like maybe personal, but my dad went to a psychic and he had the craziest reading of all time. And he was like definitely someone who's really like skeptical of these things. Like before, like when I ever first mentioned a psychic, he was like, oh, whatever. Like, that's not true. That's rubbish. But my mum had eventually convinced him to go, because I'm pretty sure one of the psychics said to my mum, like, you need to bring your husband. Like, I'd love to talk to him. So either she thought my dad was an absolute fitty, or she had news to relay back to him. And she, God, did she have news to relay back. So, like, this one reading my dad had is, like, wow. Like, there is simply no explanation for it at all. Sorry, I know I've just, like, dangled that in front of your face and I'm not going to tell you the story, but it is, like, personal and it's not my story to tell, but so freaking crazy. The last time I went to a psychic was well over a year ago, maybe like a year and a half ago. I went because I was seeking an answer. I always fucking do this and you never get the answer. But I had went with something in mind and the psychic said to me, like, things are really going to change for you, like something... a really, really big change is coming. And this was just before my ex and I had broke up, right? So I kind of was like, oh my God, right. So that means we're going to break up. Like, that's what I took it for. And she was like, next year, the beginning of next year, which is now last year, so the beginning of 2023 is when she was referring to. She was like, your life is going to be really, really different. She was like, you're going to be faced with new challenges and new ways of life that you have never experienced before. So I was like, what the fuck does that mean? She also had said, you haven't fully applied yourself to something and you'll be kicking yourself for it in the new year. And I was like, oh. So she was like, they're telling you, when they say they're telling you, I think they mean the spirits. I'm not too sure who they are, to be honest. Because this reading I went to, no spirit came through. It was just like more of a future fortune situation. But she was like, my piece of advice they're giving you is next time that comes around is to apply yourself properly to it. So I was like, what does all this mean? Fast forward to January 2023. That is when the first season of The Agency Unfiltered came out. And I was kicking myself because I didn't really film much for it. And the bits I did film, I was kind of like not my full self in it. And I just wasn't like overly happy with myself in that. So I kind of thought, I wonder if that's what she's talking about. And then when season two came around, which we filmed mid-2023, I really applied myself and have loved the outcome of season two. And I feel like it has kind of opened new doors and stuff. So I'm like, okay, that could be what she was talking about. And faced with new ways of life and new challenges, I am in a new relationship. Well, it's not that new anymore. We're coming up to 1 year with Pav. But Pav is from a totally different culture. And with a new culture comes a lot of new things, new challenges, new ways of life. So I'm like, that's what she meant. It's got to be what she meant. So now I absolutely need to go back to the psychic. See what they've got to say for me now. I actually am going to book the one that my mum and dad had a really good reading from. I'm going to contact her, but I think she's got like a mad wait. Like, I think it's honestly like 6 months wait or something. Now, how on earth do you know you're a psychic? I suppose you would just know. Like, I certainly don't speak to ghosts or know what's lying ahead for people. So I think I can definitely rule myself out as not being psychic. But imagine being psychic. I don't think I'd like that, you know. I don't think I want those powers. Do not, if anyone's listening who wants to pass on their psychic powers, please don't. But, like, at what age do you become a psychic? Like, are you just coming out the womb and you have these powers? When do you develop them? Wow. It is such an interesting topic. One I'd love to learn more about. But what I'll do is I'm going to book a wee session. I've got her number. I'm going to book it right now. And I will update you when I next go to one. Maybe I can give her a more in-depth episode. Also, if you're thinking about going to a psychic and you're scared of going to one, I have been several times now and they don't tell you anything bad. Oh my God, actually, once I went to one and she said, you need to get your bloods taken. It's nothing, it's not going to be anything alarming, but please get your bloods taken and take more care of yourself. And I got my bloods taken and I had low white blood cells or something. Basically, there was a bit of a scary time where the doctors thought I had early liver failure. And it was on the back of this appointment. How fried is that? Anyway, my livers are fine.
Liver? Do you have one or more? Plural? Liver? One? Do I have one or two? Who knows?
But all is fine. This was years ago. I am in great health, as you can see. But how weird is that? Like, imagine I didn't get it checked and what if it turned out to be something, you know? Anyway, they don't tell you anything bad or, like, scary. Like, they don't tell you you're going to get hit by a bus next week. And at least none of the ones I've been to. I believe they're not allowed to tell you anything bad or sinister, or they're not there to freak you out. It's supposed to offer, like, encouragement and, like, comfort. You know what? It's genuinely not for everyone, and fair enough. But it is for me. I personally enjoy it. You know what I would love? Tyler. You know Tyler? I think his show's on Netflix or is it on MTV? I can't remember. Tyler, the Hollywood medium. Wow. Tyler, I'm waiting on you. But anyway, I am generally going to go message this woman. I think it's something everyone can dabble in. Why not? There's no harm in it, I don't think. People are like, oh, I feel like I would take it too seriously and like start like living life differently. I don't think you would. They don't say anything that crazy. And obviously sometimes some of the things you'd say isn't true. Like, I'm pretty sure he told my dad he was going to come into lots of money. And he's not come into lots of money. I mean, obviously that is, you can definitely take that as that's one of the things you tell everyone. But there's a lot of really accurate things in there. And I know that myself and my family have found comfort in a lot of it. And definitely are happy we done it. So that's all I've got for today on the topic of psychics and ghosts. I'm definitely going to book another one and I will update you on what is to come. Hope you enjoyed this episode, Roller Coaster Riders. Certainly won't be for everyone. That's fine. But for me and the ghosts, woo! We will see you next week. And anyone who's coming to Roller Coaster Live, I will see you literally tomorrow. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. My God and Govan. Thank you so much, Roller Coaster Riders, for all the continued support. Being able to do a literal live show in my wee hometown, Glasgow, is something I definitely never ever seen coming for myself. I am so excited for it. I'm so appreciative of every single last listener out there. I love yous all to bits. Yous are my favourite ever. Okay? Have a gorgeous weekend. Bye!
That was a kiss from a ghost.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown, before the clock runs out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.